What do you call that thing that the water comes out of right at the bottom of that thing?
I really don't know much about that.
I know, but I can't think. Would something like that be a faucet or a...
Well, it'd be a faucet, just like you would on a...
Same thing?
Most of a faucet don't like to do on a spigot out in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Let's say, what about if if you got up in the morning and you went in the kitchen, turned on the water, and nothing came out? You might say, well, it got so cold last night, the pipes must have frozen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We've had that, too.
We've had that go through the
life. Is that right? And if they...
Not lately, but we've had that.
And if they split or break open, you say the pipe did what?
It bursted.
Mm-hmm. What about a long time ago before you, if you wanted to buy a lot of flour, it probably came in a what? Maybe one of these big things, you know, with these wooden staves?
You mean that, did you buy?
Yeah, you might see it down in the store. A long time ago, a storekeeper might sell flour right out of a...
Oh, flour?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Flour barrel?
Flour barrel. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen flour sold that way?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Dad bought me a barrel of flour.
My dad, that's the only way we kept flour. You buy it.
50 pounds.
And a barrel?
150, 100 pounds. I don't know which is a great big old barrel.
It would be a pretty big barrel, wouldn't it?
My dad and mother had a large family.
Cheese used to, well, you still see hoop cheese though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about if you bought a lot of molasses or a lot of lard, what would you, do you have any particular name for a large lard can or a large can that molasses might come in?
Well, nothing more than just a lard can.
Have you ever heard people call that a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
I don't remember.
Haven't heard that. Mm-hmm. What about if you wanted to pour some of that molasses into a narrow mouth bottle, what would you use to...
A funnel
to keep all that molasses from spilling out. Mm-hmm. What about, you mentioned a buggy a minute ago. What do you call that thing that you use to crack over the horse's ears to make them go faster if you're riding a buggy?
Whip.
A whip?
That would be the whip. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about if you went down to the grocery store to buy some fruit? After you bought it, the grocer might put them in a... So you could carry them home. What would he put the fruit in so that you could carry it home with you?
Just a sack.
Just a sack.
A bag.
Or a bag. What would that be made of?
Paper mostly.
Made out of paper. We were talking about flour a minute ago. How about if you bought some sugar or flour, if it wasn't in a barrel, it'd probably be in a what?
It'd be in a paper bag.
Be in a paper bag or sack or something like that. Yeah.
You know, I actually don't think they sell it that way anymore. They just sell it by these
little bags of flour, 5-10 pound bags.
They used to, they'd buy it. A lot of people used to
call it just a bag.
Buy
them
in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
You talking about now, with them.
What about this type of bag that might be heavier than just paper that you might have?
Plastic.
Yeah, or I was thinking about maybe something that you'd pack fertilizer or potatoes or something like that. You know, it's real...
Crocus
sack.
That's what you put pecans in.
Pecans. Well, you know all about those, don't you?
Except they're heat bigger than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what pecans put in? What sort of bag you put in?
I'd say, if somebody asked me, I'd just say crocus sack. I don't know.
They put in coffee bags.
Coffee bags.
That's what put all their pecans in.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where do you get
green coffee comes to this country in them.
Hmm. Do you have people ship those to you, or?
Well, I buy the man that I sell to. I used to buy a bale at a time, 500 at a time.
Is that right?
And I poured lots of coffee out of them, green coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a few, maybe that much in some of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure didn't know that.